The reason people aren't financially free is they don't know what to do and they don't know where to start. I want you to join Joey and I at the Virtual Inner Circle Live, April the 4th through the 6th, as we share with you the exact answers to those questions. We only do this event one time per year. I don't want you to miss out. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter promo code podcast. When you're at this event, you're going to get your investor DNA. You're going to get access to up to 6 different passive income strategies. So you know, leaving this event, exactly what to do, taking our decades of knowledge so that you can start becoming financially free. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter the promo code podcast.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now, here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
Welcome. This is the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Your host, Joey, the Italian Stallion Murray, joined as always by Russ, the idea guy, Morgan. All right, Russ, we've been on a lot of Zoom calls lately. At least at this moment, I don't see any kids running in the background. So that's kind of rare.
This may be the first day. I've come up to the office. We could do this interview. And yes, I don't have them in the background. But how many times have you had your family come in and forget you're doing an interview or you're doing a meeting?
Well, this is a new normal right now, right? Everybody is in the midst of the COVID crisis, and they're having to do work stuff from home. Their kids don't understand. It kind of reminds me of that video that just went viral of the BBC interview, I believe it was, where the guy's like doing a newscast, and his kids start piling in, his wife starts coming in. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, she's like trying to get them out, like running into the door. The priceless part of that is the guy's face. He's just pretending. He's just like, please make it all go away.
This can't keep going on.
Take me to a happy place. I'm not here. They're not here. And I've had that moment. I'm sure as you're listening to this, you've worked from home. You've had that moment over the last several weeks. And I think it's beautiful because we're interviewing somebody today who works from home. We're talking about Pat Flynn today from Smart Passive Income. Somebody who has made that work-life balance work. And toward the end of this interview, Joey, he really gives us some nuggets to how he makes that work so well that I know I was taking plenty of notes.
Well, absolutely. And I think the biggest thing is he made us question, what is normal, right? Why don't we get to spend more time with our kids? And maybe right now you're in the midst of having to make a change. Maybe your work has been cut out from under you, like his was, by the way. His story starts at a really brutal place in 2008 when he was just given the pink slip, so to speak. And guess what? That was the pivotal moment for him.
No doubt. And I think that this interview is no better timing for you to hear it, to listen to someone who is an expert in this space. When he talks about creating passive income online, he knows what he's talking about. Later on in an interview, he mentions, Joey, making over $300,000 a month now and doing what he's doing. So if you ever wanted to learn how to create an online business, you're going to want to listen to this interview. There's lots of different points throughout it. Make sure you go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/Pat Flynn. That's FLYNN. And you can get access to all the things that he references throughout. But we are so excited to have him on here and so excited that you're taking your time today to listen. Let's jump into the interview with Pat. Joey, if I wanted to be an expert, I'm maybe not an expert, but I still wanted to be knowledgeable on the whole concept of the infinite banking process. And I went to community.wealthwithoutwallstreet.com. I got access for free because that's what you gave me because I'm listening to this podcast. What would I do in there in order to learn more?
Simple as pie. Go to the left-hand side, click on courses, and there you can find Infinite Banking 101 and Infinite Banking 201. Can't wait to see you on the inside.
That is at community.wealthwithoutwallstreet.com.
Welcome into the show. We have Pat Flynn as our guest today, man. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here. Yeah, Pat, this is a time where most people are listening to this either on the heels of COVID-19, at least I hope on the heels of COVID-19, mm-hmm. and they're looking for inspiration. And I've heard you speak enough times to know that you're going to deliver. So no pressure there. But let's start, for someone who hasn't followed your story the way Joey and I have, maybe haven't read Superfans like we have, or gone to your Smart Passive Income podcast or blog or website. Let's go back to 2008, where you were, what was going on, and obviously what led you onto this journey.
Yeah, so June 17th, 2008, that's an important moment in my life because that was the day that I got let go from my dream job as an architect. Had the whole plan of my life essentially laid out ahead of me, was contributing to my retirement account. I had plans. I had, you know, I just proposed to my girlfriend. Everything was going the way it was supposed to. And then all of a sudden it got taken away from me. I didn't have a plan B because I worked as much as I could to have a secure job. And yet as secure as it seemed, it definitely wasn't. And of course we remember 2008 and the recession that was happening around that time. And a lot of people today are experiencing very similar sort of results or outcomes for different reasons, obviously, but still we just saw reports recently with, you know, 10% of Americans, for example, don't have a job right now. And so it just reminds me of how I felt back then. And my initial reactions were, to get angry, get upset, to get sad, worried, fear, anxiety, like all the things wrapped up in one. And eventually I had some time and I found a podcast, actually. And this is why podcasting is so important to me, because it's the beginning of my story. I found a podcast where they were interviewing entrepreneurs, and they were interviewing this guy named Cornelius, who was helping people pass the project management exam, PM exam. And that was really inspiring to me because I had just recently taken a whole bunch of exams to get to where I was in architecture at the time before I got let go. And there was one exam in particular that was so hard. It had a 25% pass rate, and there was hardly any info about that exam online. So I got inspiration from somebody who had done it before me. And I said, hey, maybe I can do this too. So I ended up starting a website to help people pass the LEED exam, L-E-E-D, stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And I was probably working 8 to 12 hours a day on that website, posting my notes on there, creating stuff that would make it easier for people to memorize all the stuff. And most of the time was actually spent, you know, 6 to 10 hours a day in forums, in groups, just answering as many people's questions as I could, showing up every day. Eventually, I got to the point where even just a few weeks later, whenever I saw a question come in about the LEED exam in particular, other people would answer first and go, oh, just wait till Pat Flynn signs on. He'll help you like with those questions. And I was like, okay, wow. Cool. Like, I'm being seen as an expert, which was funny because I definitely didn't consider myself an expert on that topic. I just was seeming to be an expert because I showed up and I was the one providing the answers. I still had to look up the answers. I barely passed the exam, yet here I was being seen as an expert. Well, I remember one day I heard about this thing called Google AdSense. You can put code on your website and Google will automatically generate an ad. And if people click on that, you get money. I'm like, no way, that sounds kind of unreal. So I put Google AdSense on my website. And I had no idea what I was doing. I just kind of followed what other people were doing before me. And I woke up the next day and I saw $1.18 in my account. Now, we're not there the night before. And I'll tell you, that was an incredible Tiger Woods fist bump moment because I had seemingly just made money out of nowhere. Now, mind you, I spent hours and hours and hours doing this to get that traffic, and Google started to rank me really high and other people started to link to my website. But that was a big moment because I was like, whoa, this unlocked a lot in my brain, whether or not this was possible. Now, I could have found that change in my couch cushion, but it made it seem possible, which drove me even further. And eventually in October of 2008, I launched a study guide that I created. It was just a PDF file put together and sold for $19. And in that month, in October, I'd made $7,908.55 from that book. Because what happened was, it just was so convenient to use, and people shared it they were like, you got to get this guide. It's so easy. You got to try this out. People were passing the exam. How did you do it? I heard it was hard. Oh, you got to check out Pat's website. It just started to go out there and people started to share it. And then eventually the next month, $10,000. The next month after that, I launched an audio version of that PDF guide, $15,000, $25,000. Like, it just like in this little exam that most people don't know about. And then a lot of people started to ask me how I was able to do that. And I was like, I don't know. I was just putting one step forward after the other and learning from these other people who have done it before me, which is why I always vowed to ever since then, like, I'm going to help as many people as possible understand that this world exists. I was making more money than I was as an architect. So that's when I started the Smart Passive Income blog and just was very open in my income reports, just sharing what my businesses were doing, things I did right, things I did wrong, things I wish I did differently. And then since then, I started to create new businesses. I started an iPhone app company back then, and that generated over $1 million in revenue. And then we sunset that a couple of years later because it just got way too competitive. I started some niche websites about things like security guard training and food trucks, which literally just a couple months ago sold those companies. And then I started more recently a physical product idea, an invention that my videographer and I had, a tripod called the Switch Pod. And again, with all of these businesses, just being very open, because I just want to show people that you don't have to know all the answers. You just gotta get out there and see who else has done it before you, who've helped already pave the way. And yes, you're gonna make mistakes. That's part of entrepreneurship, but you gotta learn from those mistakes and move forward and pivot and make it work. And it's just been a lot of fun to just share that process. And now, you know, I have a podcast with over 60 million downloads. I do keynote speeches around the world, and that's kind of put on hold right now, but a lot of virtual conferences right now. And here I am on like amazing podcasts sharing the story too. So this layoff, which like literally put me in a state of depression for like a month or two, actually was the best thing that ever happened to me. It wasn't until I changed the story in my head from why me, why is this happening to me, and focusing on what I couldn't control, and instead started to focus on what I could control. Oh, why not me? Why couldn't I do that? Well, somebody else has done that too. Let's follow their direction. And thankfully, a lot of people are very open with their processes online. And this is why I'm open too, because there's a lot of people who need help. And right now, especially more than ever. So that's why I'm here.
All right. So I want to jump in at that moment because I was starting to say, man, Pat, you gave everything away. Like you've already gotten us to the sunset, like the beautiful picture at the end of the rainbow. Let's bring it back to that moment though. The one where you had that narrative playing saying, why me, the victim? I mean, because right. I'm thinking right now there are people in that same position and they're saying those same things. Mm-hmm. What were the things that got you out of that besides maybe you pointed to the one podcast you listened to? Was there anything else that you were doing at that time?
Yeah. I mean, number one, it was that podcast and seeing that, well, somebody else had gone somewhere where I want to be. So let me follow that person. Let me follow that community and see like who else is there. And I started to uncover this amazing community within that space. Big shout out to Internet Business Mastery, that first podcast. They're like the OG entrepreneurial podcasters back in the day. Number two, getting support from just the immediate people around me. Like there were people who were like, Pat, what are you doing? Like, go get a real job. Like, hey, you go back to school.
The haters.
Time to go back to get a... You know, and for those people, I'm like, okay, I hear you, but I did everything the way it was supposed to before, and it still didn't go the way I wanted it to. I want to take control. I want to have it so if I fail, it's my own fault, not something anybody else can control over me like that, or at least as much as possible. So it was inspiration, like knowing that there was this other world that I can get into and having some, finding people who were supportive online and offline who were also in the same camp as me were really important. And then number three, like when I started to try the business thing and do and step into a world that I didn't ever have any reason to be in before until now, which by the way, a lot of people ask me if I got laid off, if I didn't get let go, would I be doing what I'm doing now? I guarantee you the answer would be no, right? It took getting laid off for me to just like open my eyes and slow down a little bit. And I think that's what this moment in time now is doing to a lot of people. It's like having a slow down and more literally like stay at home to contemplate, like, what do we do from here? And so considering, well, what does this make possible? That's the question to ask yourself now. What does this make possible? And that was a big question that I was asking myself too. But even as I was attempting to do things, like not knowing what to do, what really kept me moving forward was the little micro wins along the way that were proving that other voice in my head wrong, right? Like the voice in my head that I was telling myself was like, who are you to even come up with a guide? Like, why would you, like, you didn't go to school for that. You didn't go to business school. You're not qualified. You barely passed the exam. How could you even think about helping other people? There's people who are smarter than you, who are better than you, who are doing this already in their own way. Those are the people they should be going to, not you. That's the story that I was telling myself. And I know now that when you tell yourself these stories, they're just stories. There's not truth there until you find the truth. And so what I ended up doing was when I would tell myself this story, I would go, okay, well, step back, Pat. What is that actually true? Can you actually not help people? Well, let's find an example where you did. So then I would go into the forums and see, oh, Pat, you're really helpful. Or I passed the exam today, thanks to you, or your study guide. I couldn't have done this without you. Well, now I have proof that that story is a false story. Oftentimes we tell ourselves these stories and they become truth because we believe them. But when you find that truth, well, then you can discover, okay, well, what is actually true? And you can move from there. So finding that truth and getting those micro wins, seeing that I was actually helpful was really key. So my advice for you is if you're getting started with freelancing, perhaps at this point, or trying to start a business of some kind, don't try to create the next Uber. Don't try to create the next fidget spinner or something that changes the entire world, right? Find one person who needs some help of some kind and get them one result. If you can do that, that unlocks everything. It also narrows your focus for right now. Okay, let's find one person, one result. Because oftentimes that one person, there's other people like them out there. But number two, this hones your strategy. This focuses on how you help that one person. So when you help person number two, you'll already have one in the bag. Plus you'll have a testimonial now. And it also proves, like, do you actually want to help this kind of person? Well, maybe, maybe not. But let's do it in a micro level first, get that win and come out of that and pivot if you need to.
All right, Russ, we're talking about how we need more time freedom. We want to stop trading time for money. We want to tell our daughter, no, I don't have to go to work today. What's standing in our way?
Bro, I can tell you this. It's not need, it's want. Mm. I absolutely want to say, yes, sweetie, I can stay home. I don't have to be there. But the thing is, I have to take control. If you're like me, you want to take control right now. Go to freecall.wealthwithoutwallstreet.com. Jump on a 15-minute call with one of our coaches, and they will walk you through a path that will help you take the first step into being able to answer that question for the rest of your life, that no, I don't have to go, because I have created time freedom through creating a process and a system that can get me there and get me there faster.
All right, so let's talk about somebody that was pivotal in that time frame for you. That you leaned on and leaned into to help you see what you're talking about. Because I know it's easy for entrepreneurs for us to get squirrel distracted and to go down too many different roads and not follow just that one thing, trying to get one result for one person. Who was somebody early on for you that you were able to lean into that was able to give you that guidance?
Yeah, wow, that's a great question. You know, there were a lot of people. There were sort of like virtual mentors, if you will, inspirational people. I think it's important to have some of those that you don't necessarily have direct contact with, but they've paved a path and they're providing inspiration. One of those people was Tim Ferriss, author of the 4-Hour Workweek. That's why Smart Passive Income, it's building businesses, systems, automation, so that you can continue to serve people without you having to trade your time for money. You're investing time up front to have it pay you back in the future. And big shout out to Tim Ferriss. He and I are good friends now. And it was just his book, 4-Hour Workweek, was absolutely instrumental in helping me shape the way that I wanted my business to be run and the way that I shaped it. But more directly, within the Internet Business Mastery, that was the podcast, they created a little community. Within that community, I found people who were sharing the same values as me, who were family people, who just wanted to survive the layoff, essentially. And there were people in there who were just a few steps ahead of me, who I really got in tune with. There was a guy in particular, his name is Mark Mason from latenightim.com now is where he teaches mostly affiliate marketing type stuff and Amazon and dropshipping type of information. Anyway, he was very important because he was the one who helped me realize that, well, you have this audience of architects, like that's your focus right now. And I know here in the forums, you see people doing Amazon, you see people doing this, you see people doing that. And there's like 100,000 ways that you can make money. You have this one audience. What do they need? Don't worry about what everybody else is doing here. They don't matter right now. What do your audience need? What does your architect person studying for this exam need? Focus on them. Let's go 1 inch wide, 1 mile deep with them. And that's it. And I was like, but that's just like a small space. It's a niche in a niche in a niche. Like, aren't I pigeonholing myself there? No, you're actually providing a service in such a way that you will be the go-to favorite recommended person amongst that particular group. And that's exactly what happened. In addition, there's instead of just offering the same product to a bunch of different kinds of people, you can offer more product, deeper products, more expensive products to that same audience to help them even further. So for example, I had my study guide, which was like $19, but then I was also an affiliate for an online exam practice simulator that was $100, but I would get a $25 commission for every person who would go through. And eventually I actually ended up making more money promoting that product than my own product. And it was just really interesting. There were all those kinds of things. There were in-person events that people could go to about this topic of this event that I was an affiliate for, that I'd get like $1,000 commission if I sent somebody there. Like it was just insane. The additional offerings to the same audience So this is my advice for people who have a business right now, is instead of worrying so much about finding new people, which is often the thing that we focus on more, how can we go deeper with the audience that we've already built? How can we offer more service to our existing clients? Because those are the people you have direct access to already. So just some initial thoughts there. But yeah, it was Mark Mason who was like, dude, you got, like, put the blinders on to all the things, focus on helping that particular audience member. That's what's key right now.
I want to point out a couple of things that I've been hearing as you've been talking. One, you started from a standpoint of something that was fresh on your mind, right? You had just gone through this and you knew how difficult it was, but you also, like, the content was fresh. I think that's something, I don't know exactly how that fully equates to somebody listening right now, but I want to just kind of bookmark that.
I really love that.
The second thing, you went deep into that community from a giving standpoint. And your shirt, maybe not everybody can see this as they're listening, but it says default to generosity. And I know that from just our interactions individually. But I think we talk about this a lot on the show. This is the key, starting from a point of giving first. You don't have to be the absolute expert. You didn't have to be the person who is like the PhD of this specific topic, whatever it is that you're thinking about as you're driving or as you're working out right now, whatever it may be. You have something of value. And when you go and you go into those places where people can see that value and they're giving you that small win, showing you that you did create value, that just kept igniting the next thing and the next step and the next step. Because I have to imagine, as you were going through that process, there was, and those haters, I'm calling them haters, maybe they're not haters. They were truly trying to love you well, but they were making you question the whole time. So you're sitting there spending hours in a forum doing this for free. And the whole time, I have to believe you're thinking, I'm just burning time right now. I'm burning time. I should be going to do something. I should go to this, like you said, go get my graduate's degree or whatever it might be. I just want to point out, those are the things I just kind of was picking up as you were saying it. And I want, if you're listening, what are those things for you? Like, what are the nuggets that you know that you can add value to someone else? And then where can you go and test those out? Like, where can you go to give first? Anyway, those are just some takeaways that I'm picking up. What about you, Russ?
Well, Joey, I think you hit the nail on the head. So, Pat, as you're transitioning from someone who is in an architecture firm to now teaching, to now selling products, to now selling affiliates to courses and things, but you've moved on from that. I mean, just as you're listening to this, Pat's podcast has about 700,000 downloads per month. He said, keynote all over the world. And now you're teaching on multiple subject matters. So talk us through that transition, how you went from teaching on this LED exam to now talking on stages and teaching people how to build passive income streams. Because the last time you published your report, and it was back in 2017, which is actually about the time Joey and I started following a lot of the stuff you were doing, you were publishing a report of over $150,000 a month of passive income. So there was a lot that happened between that first $15 sale to the $150,000 a month back in 2017. Talk us through a little bit of what happened through there.
Definitely a lot has happened since then. I mean, I started smartpassiveincome.com to sort of be open and share the process. And that was never done to make money. That was just, hey, I got to pay it forward because these guys at Internet Business Mastery helped me. I want to talk them up. I want to show people this is possible. Another case study that people can get inspired from, just like I got inspired by Cornelius from the PM exam back in the day. But of course, when you show up and you stand out in an audience like that and you're helping people, they want access to you. They want access to your knowledge. They want to know what tools you've used. So I actually initially started making money on smartpassiveincome.com by showing the entire process of how I did everything and just injecting recommendations for tools that I was using and then making money through those recommendations. And it was a truthful recommendation because those were the same exact things that I've used. So it always blows people's minds when I go, yeah, how did you make money? Oh, I just gave everything away for free. What? How does that even work? Well, because I showed people all the steps and then I showed the tools that made it easier for them and they wanted to get those tools. For example, if I'm teaching keyword research, I could teach you, for example, how to do keyword research in 2 hours manually without you having to pay a dime. But then I can go, oh, or you can get this tool that can do all the stuff I just taught you in 10 minutes. So people who want to invest in keyword research see that there's something they can invest in. And then, of course, since I've taught them everything already and they get value from that, they're going to want to make sure they go through my affiliate link. Like, I literally get emails from people who go, hey, Pat, this new product came out. Just wondering if you have any experience with it. If you do, just shoot me your affiliate link. I want to make sure you get credit for it. And that's because awesome. I always come from, like you said, a place of service first. I always say that your earnings are a byproduct of how well you serve your audience. And so again, the more that I've stepped into helping people, the more opportunity has come back my way. And that opportunity has turned into a bigger audience, which means advertising and sponsorship dollars on my podcast, for example. It means book deals. I've still continued to self-publish, even though I've gotten publishers to want to work with me. I have more control self-publishing and more revenue come in that way. So I've just focused on that. The keynote speeches and speaking in front of audiences, for example, even in front of Dave Ramsey and that kind of crowd, like, it's just unreal what has happened. And then now, since then, selling online courses. So I have a very popular course. My most popular one is helping people start a podcast, because I can help people start it and also get found and market it too. That's sort of my specialty. Courses about affiliate marketing. And these are by request from my audience who, even though I've given away a lot of stuff for free, they're like, okay, Pat, help me do it in a more convenient way. Just show me the steps. Give me a little bit of access to you in office hours so I can just make it happen and get those results. So now, I mean, since 2017, in my last income report, I mean, we're seeing $300,000, $400,000 months now as a result of the work we're doing. And it's always coming from a place of, what does our audience need help with the most? How can we offer it to them in a way where, here, they can do it for free if they want to, or they can go a little bit further with these tools or with us and have even higher access to us. I even have a mastermind group of six-figure entrepreneurs who I work with called the SPI Accelerator Group, a group of 12 amazing entrepreneurs who are at that level who have a completely different set of problems and pains than the beginners in my audience. And of course, I'm charging them, you know, over five figures a year to work with me. And we come to San Diego, we break down their businesses, we build them back up together. And it's a beautiful thing. Everybody wins. I love business where everybody wins. You win because you're getting help and you're growing your stuff. I'm winning because I'm getting paid as a result too. The companies that we promote, they're getting more customers. Everybody wins. And that's the kind of business that I like to do. And now I'm focused on, okay, well, where do we go from here, right? How do we scale? I have a team now, which is amazing. I'm experimenting with these new business ideas. I created a software company, Fusebox, that's coming up in the podcasting space soon too. But even more than that, I'm thinking about, you know, the far distant future and where I want to go from here. So almost using the success here as a launching pad, like I use the success from the lead exam stuff to do what I'm doing here. I want to use this as a launching pad to launch a business and an organization to help kids learn entrepreneurship, because I got two little young ones. I think that the skills of an entrepreneur should be embodied in everybody, no matter if they become an entrepreneur or not, because those skills will help you in life as an employee or as an entrepreneur. And that's really important to me. And that's something I want for my kids, but everybody else too. You know, I think about Benjamin Franklin and his biography. It's like 700 pages long. It was written by Walter Isaacson. Fantastic book. The first 60 pages of that book, he's already 40 years old. Everything else that we know about Benjamin Franklin happens in those 600 plus pages after he's 40. I'm 37, I'm turning 40 soon. I still have the whole rest of my biography. That's what I want it to be about.
No doubt. Well, you mentioned having two kids, and I think as entrepreneurs, that's one of the things that we know we can get going really fast and sometimes leave our kids behind. And that was one of the things that I think this time period that we're in with COVID-19 has caused us to slow down a little bit. So I do want to ask, as we start to wrap up, a little bit about, how are you teaching your kids about entrepreneurship? How are you passing down some of these skills to them?
Yeah, so a lot of PowerPoint presentations every day. No, I'm just kidding. it's through example and by bringing them in on the process. When I grew up, work equals you don't see your parents, right? Where's dad? Oh, he's at work. Where's mom? She's at work, right? So work to me equated to, well, I don't have time with my parents. And for me as a father, I want to spend as much time with my kids as possible. And thankfully, being an entrepreneur, I can shape my time the way that I want to and make this thing blended. And so what I do is I let the kids in on what I'm doing and I bring them in the office and we do things together. And for example, like if I'm going to go speak somewhere, I don't just go, hey, I'm going on a business trip. I go, hey, I'm going to go to Podcast Movement. I'm going to be doing the keynote at Podcast Movement. What's Podcast Movement, Daddy? Oh, well, let me tell you about it. It's an event created by these guys, Jared and Dan. They're awesome. And I'm going to be doing a keynote, which means I'm a big presenter. I'm going to be speaking in front of the big audience. And here's what I'm going to be talking about. And I let them in on the process so that when I go out the door and I kiss them goodbye, they know I'm going for a reason. not just because I have to do work, but because I'm going to help people. So I'm showing them through example that you get when you give to others, but also bringing them in on the process helps them feel like they're a part of it too, because they're letting me. I'm almost asking them permission to go when I go and leave. And it's like they're a part of it too. Another example, they come in the office, there's all these buttons and things for podcasting. They want to click on all the sound effects and all the things that I have access to. Oftentimes we see people who go, no, don't touch that. You have red tape over it. You're like, do not touch. No, this is the opposite. Hey, come in. What's interesting to you? What do you want to play with? Okay. Oh, what's this? This is the Rodecaster Pro. Oh, what does it do? Here, put on these headphones. This is what I use to do interviews. Look, this is how these buttons work. This is what I do. This is the button to record. Do you want to hear a recording of yourself? Okay, let's listen to it. Cool. Like who might you want to interview one day? I interview a lot of people and it helps a lot of people. Who would you want to interview? My daughter's like, I want to interview Dan TDM. He's like this YouTuber who is a gamer in Minecraft, right? So I'm like, okay, let's pretend I'm Dan TDM. I'm going to give you the microphone. You interview me like I'm Dan. And then we have this little role-playing game and she's like thinking of questions to ask. And I can see her gears grinding in her head, trying to think about like what she's interested in. And it gets me to do something with her about the work that I do. So that now when I'm in the office, like I am right now, the kids are, I don't know if you heard the piano playing in the background, they're doing piano lessons right now, but they know I'm in here and they already knew about you guys and why I'm here. Like here is my schedule here. Today I'm doing podcast interviews because in 2008, I was laid off. A lot of people because of COVID-19 are getting laid off right now. So I feel this calling to go and help people so that they realize that this is an opportunity they have, because that's how I'm able to stay home with you guys and mommy. And I think that a lot of people who work 9 to 5 right now could realize have a new at the end of this, a new normal where they get to spend more time with their kids. Is it okay if I go and do these interviews in the office today? Yeah, Dad, we'll make sure to be quiet for you. Okay. So it's like, boom, we're all in it together. Isn't that cool?
That's so cool. That is so awesome. Well, thank you so much, Pat, for coming in. There's so much stuff that we would love to unpack, and we'll hopefully get you back on another episode. But basically, Joey, we've created a page to kind of help promote a lot of the stuff Pat has given away, because I know he has so many different courses. Tell them a little bit about where they can find that.
Yeah, it's wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/Pat Flynn. That's FLYNN. So it's really easy to remember. We've covered a ton of stuff. There's many different courses that you can go down the path of. And the reason I love this, Pat, we didn't get a chance to really go into this in depth, but our whole philosophy, it was almost like you were spitting it back to us verbatim, taking control, picking a path, and getting there as fast as you can. And I love the fact that you have multiple paths. For someone that's listening and they say, you know what? He's right. I do need a new normal. I don't need to just accept the status quo like you did before, leaving the architect job. You said, I did all the right things. I followed the path that everybody said to do. And it left me completely disappointed and frustrated. Why don't I get to spend more time with my family? Like start questioning those things. That's where we say, take control, then pick a path. And so you've got multiple courses that people can now take and say, I'm going to build something online. I'm going to build an asset. I'm going to build a business. I don't know exactly where to start, but that's why you have so many to choose from. So go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/Pat Flynn, and you can get started today on building an online business. They will give you more of what you want, and then join the community. Our community is wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/community. Go there and you can join the conversation, other people on the same path, so that you will get there faster. Join Pat's community. He's got tons of other resources there. So
thank you again, Pat, for coming on the show. It's such a pleasure to have you. And thank you for giving back to everybody during this time. Have a
absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand, so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.